You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, awaiting Andy Reid for his Wednesday press conference. A couple of reactions on the Twitter. I doubt there's a human that is less in touch with reality than yourself. Okay. You know one of the kids is from KCK, right? No. Do now, I guess. I mean, does KCK make you above law and representing yourself, your family, your school, your country the right way? Did I miss something? Is that a get-out-of-jail-free card if you're from KCK? Thank you. Spoiled kids need to know consequences, too, was one of them. And then this one, and I am aware that the Chinese laws are not the same as ours. Gentleman said, when I was in China adopting our daughter in 02, the Chinese legal system put a man to death over car theft. Well, I wouldn't steal a car in China then.
Know your surroundings is a difficult argument. Derek, to
did
get
you,
over.
You know, and Derek's the one who sent it to me when you were there adopting your daughter. Which, by the way, that's an unbelievably great act that you were doing there.
Sure.
But did you go steal a car? Did you have a thought about stealing a car? I mean, listen. Do the right thing. I mean, Spike Lee made a movie about it 30 years ago. And it, do the right thing. Okay? I mean, don't all these things, don't steal the sunglasses.
Yeah, the best argument against that notion of is that I think it's long been established that their judicial system is not
right.
Like ours. So be aware of that when you go over there. And
here's a thought, UCLA.
I'm not saying if
those
guys would
have
been...
the trip if you're going to bring in lawless individuals to play on your basketball team. I mean, that's the thing. It's always about, well, no, somebody else did something wrong after my wrong, which now means my wrong's okay. No, they stole the glasses. This is what I like to call the wimpification of America. Excuse our mistakes. Don't come down on us. I mean, come on. I mean, what? It's like they stole the glasses, right there. It stops there. You know, it's not even politics. Really, it's not politics that it. What frustrates me is, you know, it's just I watch the lack of parenting. The lack of responsibility, the lack of accepting responsibility. I mean, to me, it's one of our biggest things we got going in this country. It's one of our biggest problems, because we want to BS our way out of it. We want to excuse our way out of it. We've got all these million different reasons why it should be okay, for why we don't do things the right way, why we don't get a little tougher, why we don't you know, oh no, let's make an excuse. You know, CYA, not with me. No, I don't. I'm sorry. Don't steal the glasses. None of this happens if you don't steal the glasses. Right? Do the right thing. You know the difference between right and wrong. Are they your glasses? No. Don't take them. A nation having to circle the wagons to extradite these people, it is ridiculous on our part. All right, let's talk football. Andy Reid's there.
I want good coaching on that team, so we're going to prepare ourselves to go play against a good football team and in a hostile environment. And, you know, it's important that we get ourselves back. We've been off for a week here, so it's important that we get back and get in the flow of things, and we'll do that today with a normal Wednesday practice. So with that, time's yours. So his knee swelled up a little bit, yeah. But kind of anticipated that. You know, that's what it's done over the last few years. So we're just backing up on it and letting it calm down. And then we'll go from there.
You obviously talked about being a tough football team in a hostile environment, all that. How do you make sure your team feels the same way? They sit around a bye week. Giants are a high-profile team. They play in New York, and they obviously have issues.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take care of our business first and foremost. You know, we got things we need to take care of, clean up as coaches and players, and so that's what we're going to do. We're studying them and you know, so, but at the same time, we got to make sure that we look in the mirror first and take care of our business, and yeah, that's where you start.
Big plays and the stats and the numbers that you guys can put up offensively this year. Just curious your thoughts on how you weigh the execution of those plays compared to the design and all the work that goes into getting the look that you want, the formation, as to the success of the play action.
Right. So you spend time working them. Some of these we've worked since training camp. You've seen that. And we're just kind of pulling them out and using them now. And then other ones you create as you go. And then you kind of keep track of the pluses and the minuses on the newer things that you add. We're very critical of that. But time goes into doing that. And then most of all the players, execution, they take to those things. They enjoy doing that type of stuff and the challenge of it. So, you know, my hat goes off to them for trusting you when you bring something new in.
That play against the Cowboys at the end of the half, was that one that you've been working on for a while, or did you draw that one up in the dirt before?
Yeah, we don't draw a lot of them up in the dirt, but they might look that way, but we don't. So that's one we work on every week, yeah. Yeah, that's been one that we've had in for a long time.
Talk about everything during a bye week and self-scout and do all those things. How much time do you spend, or are you addressing or stopping the run? And is it fair to say, would you say, if you don't have better run defense the second half, you can't get where you want to go?
Yeah, well, listen, we've got a bunch of areas that we've got to do better. You know, we did, for who we played the last game, you know, we've been up and down in that area. So we held them under 100 yards, which not too many people have. You know, with them coming in, going to run the ball. So you can take something positive out of that. The consistency is what we need, both sides of the ball and special teams. We've got to make sure that we do a better job in those areas. So, and if you put everything into the run, it's got to be twofold. You got the run, you got the pass game. You got to do both, and so that's how, you know, what we're attempting to do, be better at all positions and all phases.
I'm going to go back to the Dallas play real quick. Tyreek gets a lot of the credit because of his speed, but talk about the blocks. Two blocks, taking out two guys by Robinson.
Yeah, he did a nice job. The two tight ends did a nice job downfield. So, yeah, it was good. It was well. The guys executed very well. Yeah.
There's an easy out, right? Like, I know each week is different, but as you do that self-scanning, have you noticed teams playing you differently defensively, playing you differently the last 4 or 5 games than they did the first 5 games in kind of a big picture, specifically
yeah, I mean, everybody's got their own little flavor that they do to try to, you know, to try to stop you. And then it's, you know, it's important that you make the adjustments or know that they're doing them prior to and doing that. So I wouldn't tell you necessarily it's the same thing that you're seeing. That's not it. So everybody's kind of got their own little flavor to what they're doing. You know, consistency ends up being the thing we've got to do a better job with.
But not necessarily different the last 4 games than the first 5.
No, there's been a little bit of the same stuff in there, yeah. Yeah, there's been a little bit of that. Yeah.
How much at the bye week is there a sense of lost momentum, and how difficult is that to regain?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't put much into all of that. You know, we've got things we need to get better at. And so I would tell you that that's the primary focus. I mean, to these questions that we're asked, we see things that we need to get better at. We see the things we're good at. We see the things we're not good at. And so you're always trying to get better in these different areas. And that's really where your energy goes. It goes there during the bye week, and then it goes there when you come out here and you practice.
So. A couple more guys. Been reported these going to be limited during the week, but when you're watching the film with the Giants, Damon Harrison, 98, just what stands out about him as a player, not knowing that he might not play?
Yeah, well, first you go back to where he came from. I mean, William Penn, he that's a smaller school. I believe it was Division III. Division II, somewhere in that area. And he's a standout in the National Football League. So he's one of those guys. And so coming from that small of a school and then being able to achieve at this level, my hat goes off to him. He's done a nice job with it. He's a good football player. Yeah.
Coach, what do you feel like you have so much success
coming off the line? Oh, boy. I have no idea on that. I don't know that. I'm not even sure what the record is, but I don't know what other teams do. I don't get into all that. We just kind of do what we do and then try to get better. I mean, if I had to pick one thing out, that's what you try to do. But
how much of an extra eye do you have out in the first practice coming off of a bye week to see whether, you know, maybe you can tell, whether certain guys took it seriously or how much of a focus?
Yeah, so what? Yeah, so I brought him in Monday, ran him around, and so that way you get a little bit better look today. Kind of get back in the swing on Monday. Then they have a day off, then they come back today, and they'll be fine. So,
all right, thanks.
Well, that was worthless. And I was staring at my Twitter like, what am I going to tweet out on this? I mean, nothing.
I like the idea that Andy Reid ran him around like they're a kid before a nap. Got to run. We ran him around on Monday.
Tucker him out.
Yeah. Listen, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs talks. I'm listening, right? It's as simple as that. But when I'm done listening, I'm not going to blow smoke up your rear end. He didn't say anything. There wasn't anything there, man. Daddy Nicholas is off the pup list, right? That's the one thing we got.
Don't miss that on the podcast. Be sure and check that.
Got to the 810WHB.com.
Got to the bottom of Damon Harrison.
Was that who the hell? And his... Was that Kissel? Was he in an interrupt with somebody? Did somebody? I didn't even think it was getting tough.
Five.
Did he have to
sacks.
Come in and throw water on the flames of, you know, what's your record after the bye week? Go! Oh, how about this third string D tackle with the Giants?
His five career sacks.
Is that what that was?
I couldn't imagine
who
William
talking
Penn.
About.
Per usual, it was his longest answer. Hey, what about 98? What's that about his childhood?
Well, it wasn't Roy Miller 98.
Yeah, but he mentioned
I'm like,
William
is this
Penn.
A Roy Miller? Is yeah. he actually, did he go to William? And I was like, what the blank is going on here?
I heard the word Harrison and William Penn, and that's the only one fits that bill, and that's the Giants' Damon Harrison.
All right, so that's
Louisiana.
Just you know, I don't know. Frank, you're going to have to top that. I don't know how you're going to do it, buddy. I don't know how you're going to do it.